All right, no problem.
All right. How did the band get started?
Well, the band started in Arizona. A lot of us sitting around with a lot of black metal fans, all musicians. Now we started throwing some projects together and see what we can do with it. And it just kind of ran from there. And once I moved to Los Angeles, we got a full lineup, full live band. It stopped being just me at one point to the live, full live band.
All right, and what kind of music do you play?
Just aggressive black metal, just straight, your basic straight black metal. No frills, no extra titles.
And how has your fan response been?
It's growing. It's growing. It's striking me every day. We've got new people that are just digging on the shit we're doing, and it's rocking. It's really we're moving along, and I'm really happy at the response we're getting with all the new material, and it's just gonna get better from here.
Alright, and where did you come up with the band name?
The band name is traditional Latin for Satan Infernal, and originally when the band was designed, it was supposed to be one of the just a killing nail in the coffin of Christianity, and now we've expanded out to all religion, but it still kind of leads us to be that adversarial kind of image of Satan, so Satan Infernal, I think, would be the best way to honor Satan, and really kind of put the message across of what we're about.
Okay, and introduce the band members and what everyone does.
There's myself, excuse me, I'm Dan Talion, vocals, guitar. Our drummer and our bass player could not be with me, so it's just stuck with me. My drummer is Omen, and he's our drummer, of course. And then we have Hammer John, who is a new addition on bass, and he should be making his debut live with us at the next show on November 16th, 17th. Yeah,
17th. Who writes the majority of the music and lyrics?
I do. I write all the music and the lyrics.
And where do you get your lyric ideas from?
Literature. I mean, there's no shortage of stupidity and Christianity around us in the media, so I mean, I like to use all that for my benefit. Just basically, I've gone from like angry anti-Christian lyrics to angry anti-Christian lyrics with political underlying aspects of waking people up.
Okay, and how many albums have you guys released?
Shit. Officially there's four now, as the Tenny and Fernalis. And there's about eight demos prior to that, which we did. I produced all myself, and I don't even have a copy of any of them anymore, so I don't even know where the hell to get one.
Alright, tell us about some of the songs off the latest album.
Well, the latest album's called Death Posture, and it's kind of a theme for, you know, moving through a cycle of ritual and enhancement of your spirit and mind through chaos and Satan, and kind of just shuffling off the whole religious yoke that it's placed on everybody and waking people up to move forward and think for themselves. The highlights on that album are of course, the title track, Death Posture. That one is that was one of my personal favorite ones. Seriously, extremely brutal. And I'd say Mental Slavery is another one that I really like on that album, which is really, it's really kind of like a new tone. We used a different structure for writing that one than traditional black metal. It's a little heavier. And then, let's see what else we got. Darkness Falls is a good one. That's basically your night of raising the devil and bringing it forth apocalypse. That's always a great thing, but the song itself is amazing. And that Classic Witchcraft is another one of my favorite ones, which is was actually inspired by a movie called Virgin Witch. It went, the whole layer topics and the theme of the movie went really well with the new song that I had brought to my drummer. So, that's turned out to be a really good one too. Nobody's heard that one yet. We haven't played that one live yet.
Okay, waiting for you to answer the next question. I was like,
oh, sorry about that. Yeah, it like totally
windstormed
you out on my end.
Yeah, I don't know. Skype has issues. That's why I have to use like a older version just to be so you don't get all the weird sounds and stuff.
Yeah, anytime my girlfriend has to do an interview, she always uses Google Voice. It's a little stronger. It's not. You don't have to download anything.
Yeah, the only thing is the station's not connected to a phone.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Say that again?
Well, she said you could do Google Voice to Google Voice.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to make that work, and my husband's out of town, so we're stuck with Skype.
No, that's cool. I don't mind.
Alright, so gosh, where was I? Oh yeah, who are some of your musical influences?
Okay, Gorgoroth, of course, the Hexen, Stargeist, Orna, Ritual Combat, of course, and Black Witchery. There's a band called Satan Flows that's really got some good ideas that I've been getting off lately, you know, listening to them. And they're an amazing band. You know, I've incorporated them into my influence because they've just been around forever and no one's ever given them any attention, so. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole scene of bands here in Los Angeles. We got an entire slew of black metal bands that are just really good. Ritual Combat is actually a local LA black metal band, and amazing friends. Then we have Hate War Productions that puts on all the shows. I mean, that guy he gets all this together. There's a lot of bands out here. I mean, like, all our friends, like, you know, just the local bands. You know, just the scene, just playing the music, that's really, really it, you know. And we have older bands that influenced us, you know, to get started, but honestly, I have to say now, it's the fans, it's the people who show up at the shows, the promoters, the other bands we play with.
Okay, and what is the band like when you play live?
Rock and roll, sounds black metal.
Alright.
It's a rock and roll show that sounds black metal.
Awesome. Okay, my favorite type. Have you guys ever played out of the country?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're in the process of setting stuff up in Mexico right now, though.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to start there first, and we have inquiries in Poland and Slovenia. Well, we got a lot of different countries that they're dying for us to get over there. I just gotta get the money to tour over there.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yes.
Hey, how big of a crowd usually shows up about average?
On average, usually the crowds are pretty good. I mean, there's always your shitty performances that are going to be out of town and no one knows who you are. And there's not really that many people that know what black metal is in smaller towns, so you're going to get maybe 20, 30 people in the bar.
Right.
But then you get cities like Los Angeles and a Hate War Production show where, you know, you got anywhere from 50 to 150, depending on the size of venue.
Yeah, that's the way it is here too. Alright, and... Oh, yeah. When do you plan on writing new material, or do you ever stop?
We never stop.
I didn't think so.
We're already two songs deep into the next album. So, and we haven't even recorded the new album yet. Like, we're finishing arranging the last two songs for it. And then I gotta grab some extra recording mics. Set it up and get it going.
Okay. Any plans on making a video?
There's some live videos online. There's a video for Chaos Legion from one of our previous albums.
Are they on YouTube?
Yeah, those are all on YouTube. Or our Reverb Nation page as well. Like, you can see all our videos on our page there, and you don't even have to bother with YouTube.
Okay.
I want to do a full-length video for Death Posture, but that's going to happen probably about 3 months after the album is released, and I've already got some directors and production teams there that are down to do it, so it's going to be a decent production, you know.
And what does the future hold for the band?
More shows, more states. More drinks. more weed. I mean, we're just going to keep playing and smoking and drinking and hoping everyone digs what we're doing.
All right, and go ahead and give us the URLs where people can find you guys at.
All right, there's www.facebook.com/SataniInfernalis, which is SATANI, and it's all one word, INFERNALEIS. And that'll take you to our page on Facebook, where you can pretty much link to anything we have anywhere else on the internet through that page. But there's also Reverb Nation. Just go to ReverbNation.com, search our band name, Satania Infernalis, and you know, come up there. You can search for us on SoundCloud. There's a lot of free downloads on SoundCloud. There's also a free album available on Nimbit right now. There's a free live EP of our last show of Charitism and Helgo. That's available right now for free download with the album art on Nimbit and Facebook. You can reach it through the Facebook page.
Awesome. All right, well, I want to thank you for the interview, even though we had windstorms.
Oh.